Welcome to Storytime by Chava. We are continuing the book Once Upon a Journey by Rabbi Zalman Ruderman, and we're up to chapter 23, The Scholarly Lady of Minsk. There were two things about his son-in-law that truly bothered the Gaon, Rav Shmuel Yosef of Vilna. First of all, he did not think highly of Nachum's daily schedule, which called for secluding himself from everything but learning and davening day and night, barely eating or talking to anyone. Secondly, more than 10 years had passed since Nachum had married his daughter, and the couple had still not been blessed with children. Understandably, the Gaon dearly wished to see his precious daughter happy, and he greatly desired to have grandchildren. He could find no peace of mind, and he often hinted, rather directly at times, that he believed she should ask her husband for a divorce. "Who knows," he would repeat, "perhaps you will merit having children with another husband." Even without her father's sharp comments, Nachum's wife was heartbroken over her childlessness. She desperately longed to hold her own infant in her arms. Nevertheless, she refused to separate from her husband, whom she deeply admired. Meanwhile, the years flew by, and Tevel's businesses increased tremendously. He appointed a man named Reb Tzadik and his son, Reb Zalman, to manage all of his business affairs. Ever since Tevel had moved from Sibej to Vitebsk, the financial condition of the Vitebsk community greatly improved due to the tremendous amount of tzedakah that Tevel gave to the poor families of Vitebsk. It also improved in Yiddishkeit because Tevel offered a generous donation to the communal fund so that the community could build a shul, a beis medrash, and a cheder for teaching Torah to the youngsters of Vitebsk. Tevel remained in Vitebsk for 36 years and brought much blessing to the city. In the year 1641, Tevel passed away at a ripe old age of 97. His son Nachum and all the Jews of Vitebsk mourned him bitterly. They had lost a man of extreme kindness who had never looked for honor nor requested any favors for himself. When the leaders of the community read the will that Tevel had prepared, they were pleasantly surprised to discover that even after his passing, Tevel continued to give tzedakah generously. He instructed that a quarter of his entire wealth be donated for the benefit of the community. One of the community leaders' first decisions was to use part of Tevel's donation to create a yeshiva. Not long after Tevel's passing, a yeshiva was built along the narrow banks of the river that flowed next to the city. The wider riverside areas had already been taken up by many workshops and factories. The remainder of Tevel's wealth went to his son, Nachum. Nachum, however, was so secluded from the world that he had absolutely no idea what to do with the money. He rehired his father's managers, Rev Tzadik and Rev Zalman, to continue running the business and to manage his late father's properties and factories. Although he was now a wealthy man, Nachum did not change his modest and demanding lifestyle in the slightest. Nor did his newfound wealth change his father-in-law's unpleasant view of him. With each passing year, Rev Shmuel Yosef put even greater pressure on his daughter to divorce Nachum. Nachum noticed the pressure that his father-in-law was putting on his wife, and it made him feel extremely guilty. He greatly admired the wonderful midas and noble character of his wife, no less than she admired his. "Perhaps my father-in-law is correct," Nachum wondered to himself. "Perhaps my righteous wife would indeed be blessed with children if she were to marry someone else." Finally, after almost 25 years of marriage, Nachum and his wife were divorced, causing both of them much sorrow. Before divorcing her, Nachum gave his wife an enormous sum of money in order to make it easier for her to find a new husband and to begin a new life. Nachum continued studying Torah and serving Hashem day and night as before, while Tzadik and Zalman managed his businesses. Tzadik once had to spend a few months in the city of Minsk for business purposes. A Talmud Chacham, he originally devoted most of his time to learning for long hours in deep concentration, until his father-in-law, an animal hide merchant, fell ill and found it difficult to manage the business by himself. Rebtzadeh was urgently recruited to save the family business from collapse and the family from poverty. Now that Tzadik was forced to spend a few months in Minsk, he discovered that it was a city brimming with the vibrant study of Torah. Reb Tzadik was amazed at the Jews of Minsk, and he envied them. Their spiritual standards and level of Torah study were indescribably greater than the Jews of Vitebsk. Although the spiritual life of Vitebsk had improved in recent years, it remained a city of merchants and laborers, not scholars. Tzadik was hosted in Minsk by Rav Shmuel, an outstanding Talmud Chacham who also possessed an amazingly sharp sense of business. He was not a merchant himself, but he served as a business advisor. His services were in high demand, and he was often called on to settle disputes that arose between businessmen. Rav Shmuel had an only daughter named Dvaira. She was an unusually successful woman with a sharp mind. She never lost an opportunity to discover new knowledge, and she was also a natural leader. When she had reached the age of marriage, Dvaira married a young man of similar character to herself, and they were blessed with two daughters and a son. Her joy was short-lived. An epidemic swept through the district, and their son, as well as one of their daughters, fell ill and passed away. Her husband contracted the disease a while later. After a few months of suffering, he too passed away. As if that were not enough misfortune for the devastated Dvaira, her remaining daughter died of illness just 3 years later. Despite her unbearable grief, Dvaira remained strong-spirited. She did not want to add to her own parents' grief and therefore put on a happy face and spoke hopefully about the future when she was around other people. In private, she found a way to comfort herself by studying Torah. She learned Chumash and Nevi'im. Then she advanced to Gemara and Halacha, as well as Jewish history. With time, Dvaira became a true scholar, capable of debating Torah topics with any scholarly person. During the months that Rav Tzadik spent in the home of Rav Shmuel, he learned about Dvaira and an idea entered his mind. He told Dvaira and her parents about his employer Reb Nachum, describing him as an exceptional Talmud Chacham, a man of remarkable midas, and a person with truly rare qualities. He also described the events that led to Nachum's divorce. He then suggested that Nachum might be an excellent match for Dvaira.